There are certain words I reserve to describe the best of people. There are very rarely any human beings who can be described using all of my favorite words. Gracious, classy, respectable, responsible, personable, steadfast, loyal, genuine and honorable. In this case, I think I can. I am speaking, of course, of Queen Elizabeth II. So much has already been said since her passing late last week, and the tributes will continue for some time to come, as they should. How many of us, as Canadians, wrote essays and did school projects about the Queen? I know I did. Every Christmas, we waited to hear the Queen's message. Perhaps, besides in Britain, she is mourned as much here in Canada as she was our Queen, too. She has just always been there. Maybe we didn't even realize how much she meant to us. So many people are expressing their affection for her as they would for their mother or grandmother. I always loved following the royal family. I'm a sucker for pomp. I loved the Queen's fashion sense. Nobody wore a hat better. Those brightly colored suits, the gloves, the ever-present signature handbag. I suppose it was, at times, a bit like a reality show, but with better jewels. There were many times I felt for Her Majesty as she dealt with some of the antics and mistakes of her children and grandchildren. But in a reign of 70 years, to my mind, she had very few missteps. The one we likely can all point to was her slow and perhaps coerced message of sympathy after Princess Diana died. We waited a long time to hear from her, but when we did, her message seemed heartfelt. As with everyone, family dynamics are complicated. How many times must she have had to bite her tongue with the public exploits of Charles, Diana, Camilla, Andrew, Fergie, Harry, Meghan? If there was ever anyone over whose head I would have loved to have seen a thought bubble, it would have been the Queen's. Can you imagine what she really thought of certain politicians and their boorish behavior? Which ones did she like and which did she tolerate? How many state dinners can you honestly enjoy? Chicken again? Does receiving bouquets of flowers ever get old? How much small talk does one person have to endure? I was always fascinated how she could make everyone she met feel like they'd just had the best conversation when in truth it was likely just trivial chatter. She raised it to an art form. Whatever she may have felt, we never knew. Her face didn't give her away. We don't know her politics. We never really knew her opinions. Oh, to be at any tea party where she kicked off her shoes and really expressed herself. There are so many things we commoners can never understand. How must it feel to have your face on money or a stamp, or dishes and towels? Can you imagine crowds singing God Save the Queen and they mean you? What about the crown jewels? Those are yours for the wearing. Did the crown make her head itchy? Was her life a real fairy tale? I highly doubt it. She had more than her fair share of loss. In 7 decades of public service, imagine the tragedies she witnessed and weathered. What I admire most about her was her sense of service and duty to her country. She just did what she felt was right. In true British fashion, she just got on with it. It is doubtful we shall never see the likes of such a devoted public servant again. My favorite recent memory was the little skit she did, for her Platinum Jubilee, having tea with Paddington Bear. When she told him she kept her marmalade sandwich in her purse, for later. My heart melted. As the double rainbow appeared over Buckingham Palace at the same time her death was announced, I thought it was a message. I believe it said, "I am home. I am with my beloved horses and my corgis who went before me. I am back in the arms of my prince. All is well. Carry on."